It's Liquid Todd, Boombox 34, Sirius Satellite Radio. I got A-plus D, Adrian, and the Mysterious D mashup superstars here. Well, you guys are dressed for the part, too. You have your booty t-shirt on. She has her mashup. What's mashup?
Mash Avenue. It's a little club night in Boston, actually. One of the only other mashup clubs.
Is that one of yours or no?
It's a friend of ours, DJ BC and Linlow. They run that.
So your club night's called Booty.
Yes. Booty. It's an abbreviation for bootleg. Because, you know, when this whole scene began, the term mashup didn't really exist.
Well, they called it bastard pop.
Bastard pop. And you know, in the UK, they called them bootlegs. And it was the whole bootleg scene. And there's a website called Get Your Bootleg On.
Right.
And that was our little homage to,
I never thought bastard pop was going to stick either.
No.
It seemed kind of stupid.
But, you know, booty's a nice double entendre. Because, you know, it's like pirate booty, shake your booty, and, you know, short for bootleg.
Excellent. And your clubmates have been very successful. Where'd you start them?
San Francisco.
And now you are in?
We're in L.A., New York, and Paris.
No way.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
We're not there every month in Paris doing it. We've kind of, a friend of ours, DJ Homar's, taking the reins. Franchising.
We are the Starbucks of mashups.
So you guys do your club night, but you also produce stuff, too.
Yes.
So let's throw one of your productions on you. Why don't you pick one?
We got some new stuff that we just finished up.
Let me see this right here.
We just finished up. We go in spurts where we just like put out a whole bunch of stuff. You won't hear anything from us for a few months, and then all of a sudden we put out like five or six. So, D, what do you think?
Is that Kanye West? Is that Give You Money?
Yeah. That's
you guys
hit.
Did that one.
That's the big hit.
You know, because when you think of it, Kanye West and, you know, Beethoven's Fifth, it just sounds like too overwhelmingly cheesy to actually, you know, to be bearable. But you actually pulled it off, which
totally.
I get to give you the credit.
Thank you. That was
standing over. That is not easy to do. So let's play that one.
Let's do that one.
It's called Beethoven's Fifth Gold Digger. We have A plus D here at Boombox 34 Sirius Satellite Radio.
She take my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a driving friend to me.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Nina, Trina, Jennifer Lopez. Four kids and I gotta take all they bet. Get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a pen. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend says she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You would see him on TV any given Sunday, win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom, yeah. It's something that you need to have. And when she leave, she gon' leave a half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't roll up your sleeves. But while y'all watch him, he gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mop the floors, next week is the fries. So, step outside. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice.
gonna keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when you get on, you'll be waiting for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
Beethoven's fifth gold digger, Kanye West versus, what, Walter Murphy?
Yeah, Walter Murphy is the one who's the producer who did the disco version of Beethoven's fifth
The
Saturday Night Fever movie.
There you go. And not an easy mashup to pull off. Most people wouldn't even attempt it. We have A plus D in the studio. You guys have a website? Here it is, aplusd.net.
Yeah, aplusd.net.
Smart man. He's a self-promoting mofo.
Exactly. Hello, booty, B-O-O-T-I-E, USA.com.
So Adrian and the Mysterious D in the studio here. Tell us how you guys hooked up.
We met at a nightclub. And, and we met in a nightclub and then didn't actually hook up as a couple until years later. And definitely music is something that bonded us together.
Adrian was in a glam rock band in San Francisco for a few years.
No.
And yeah. When that,
I don't believe it.
I know, you can't tell by looking, can you?
I would have never guessed.
And then the band sort of was on its waning years, and then we started to DJ and kind of fell in love with the whole mashup thing, and the rest is history.
Yeah, as they say.
And you guys are fans of the Boombox, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Tell us your Boombox story, because you told me and it made me all excited.
We flew out to Phoenix to do a gig, and we were super excited because our rental car had Sirius satellite radio.
Yes.
All we did all weekend was just
listen to Boombox.
We just drove around. We would find excuses to drive around just so we could listen to Channel 34.
Wow. And that is a true story.
Isn't that awesome? How's it going, right, Jeff? Jeff's gone. Well, that's awesome. We do play a lot of mashups here. We, you know, it's hard to find good ones, as you know.
Oh,
right?
Yes, we know.
That's the challenge.
I mean, there are literally metric tons of these things put out every week. But
we have to go through like 100 tracks just to find one good one, and so that's kind of like what Booty's job is, to actually kind of weed through all the crap to find the gems.
Yeah, we're quality control for the mashup scene.
Yeah.
That's
what DJs do. That's a DJ's role traditionally.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, the great thing about the mashup scene is that, you know, it's kind of like the new punk rock where, you know, 20 years ago, anyone could pick up a guitar and play three chords. Now, anyone can pick up the software and make a mashup.
It's a lot easier to play three chords than it is to make a mashup, I gotta tell you.
We didn't say they could make a mashup well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
true. Just because you can doesn't mean that you should.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think everyone should try. I mean,
absolutely.
I think it's great. It's very democratic. Let's play another one of your songs here. Whatever you guys want.
Let's represent the Bay. Do the indie hyphy.
Indie hyphy? Yeah, let's do some hyphy.
All right,
sure.
Tell us how this song came together.
Well, this is the Cold War Kids is the music. And they're an LA indie band.
Are they Christian rockers?
They're not
that I know
so.
I was never sure about them. All right,
yeah.
So Cold War Kids and you take it and make the song.
This one came together pretty easily. We just chopped up the Cold War Kids and made it an instrumental. It's like there's a big chunk. That's what you're listening for all the time as a mashup producer. Is there a big chunk where they don't sing? Yes, and then we can loop it. We dropped E40 on top.
Was that your first? I mean, how many things did you have to try before you found something that worked?
You know what? That one was the first one that we.
It was in your head. You're like, we're going to do it this
when
way.
When you do this every day, like we've been doing this for so many years now,
insane.
Every once in a while, you can't listen to music the same anymore.
Yeah.
One song, you know, start to yawn.
So this one came together kind of.
Well, we knew that it was slow tempo, and then the E40 song was also super slow tempo, and I was like, oh, well, this is just. It totally works.
Let's listen to it. It's Indie Hyphy, right?
Yep. Indie Hyphy.
E40 versus Cold War Kids. It's A plus D in the studio here with me, Liquid Todd, on Sirius 34. We call it Boombox.
Jesus Christ, that drift for shaking. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some. Imagine all the Hebrews doing the best on top of chariots and turning tight. Tell me when to go. Talking on my Getro on my way to the shop. My second or third trip. From Henny, some switches and some Listerine strips. I can bring the lift to just to ease my thoughts. Not just the cops, but the homies you gotta watch. The moon is full, look at the dark cloud. Sitting in my scrubber watching open going wild. I don't want mainstream, I knock underground. All that other shit sugar coated and watered down. I'm from the Bay where we hot and go dust. From the soil where them rappers be getting they lingo from.
let me direct traffic coming. Let me tell y'all about this hockey movement we got going in the back. When I say something, you say it right back at me. It's never gonna be like this here.
Ghost ride the whip, ghost ride the whip, ghost ride the whip, ghost ride the whip.
Now strike, 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 strike.
Put your thunder shades on.
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 Now gas, brake, dip, dip. Gas, brake, dip, dip.
Shake them dreads,
shake them dreads,
shake them dreads,
shake them dreads.
Let me see you show your grip.
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 Now feel it.
With A plus D, Adrian and the Mysterious D. That was one of their songs, one of their mashups. It's called Indie Hyphy. Now, where can people find these songs?
A+D.net.
And that one's brand new.
Yeah. What does the Mysterious D mean exactly?
The Mysterious D, there's a funny story behind that.
Well, this is the ideal place for funny stories.
So I actually used to be very shy. I know that sounds strange. And I've always, you know, wanted to DJ.
I could see it.
So there's a little of it there. So
Adrian,
not at all. And so one of my friends, my first DJ gig, she's like, oh, you should get one of those like glasses and mustaches and you'll be the Mysterious D, and that stuck. That was it. And so that's where it came from, is just like the glasses and mustache.
So the club night is going very well. Booty, right?
Yes.
And you guys, I like your graphics here. You guys do a good job of it.
It's the half faces. Yeah. If you go to bootyusa.com, you can see a whole bunch of them.
Check out the flyer archive, and you'll see it's a music icon versus music icon, and sometimes the fun is trying to figure out who's who.
Yeah, and all of our flyers are actually based on real mashups. That's one of our hardcore rules. We won't just.
I was wondering about that. Because you have the faces. I wonder if you just put one that worked or if you tried to actually make their...
Nope, you have to have a song that it matches. So,
yeah. Now, granted, it doesn't always have to be a good mashup. We'll let it slide if we know it's going to make a good flyer.
after doing this for so many years, you know.
So how many years have you been doing exactly?
4 years.
4 years. And we've
been playing mashups, spinning them for about five.
Yeah, five or six.
And you're producing your own mashups. You're doing your own club nights. You're also doing the Photoshop of the two faces, too?
Yeah, that's
all us.
So DIY operation.
Yeah,
do it yourselves.
Yep.
We're talking before about bands that, we picked up a guitar, played three chords, like the Ramones, whatever. Yep. And people think they're real musicians, whereas what you guys do, they scoff at,
There's a popular misconception.
Bullshit.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and I think the best mashup producers and remixers are actually musicians. I mean, you need to have an ear for key.
Or a very, very patient, very patient.
Song structure.
Yeah, and song structure, songwriting.
You
have elements of that. You're not just plopping an acapella just on top of a track.
Like I said, I think it's a bunch of crap, because, as a DJ, I've constantly, people say, what do you know? You're not an artist, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I produce too, and I don't necessarily know anything about music theory, but I know what sounds good, and I'll keep trying something until I find something that works,
Key issues are such a major thing with mashups, or
key mashups. And tempo, and thank God you're doing it, not me. It's Adrian and the Mysterious D, A+D, A+D.net. Do you have any new releases coming out? Like, are you going to put out a real CD, or what?
We actually produced a CD called The Best Mashups in the World Ever from San Francisco.
Did you release that commercially, or was that kind of a bootleg release?
It was kind of in between.
You got to do something like DJ, a DJ Create does, where you put that one out called Hell to Pay.
Basically like that. We put it out ourselves, but we did get it professionally
replicated. Yeah, it's, the bootleg, they're called bootlegs for a reason.
Yeah, but
there are artists that will sign off on a release. release, but then usually with a mashup, it's like one artist is totally cool with it and the other one isn't. And then it just remains in that quasi-legal gray area where it's available as an MP3 download, but you can't actually sell it.
Well, my friend DJ Reset, you know, he had the first commercially released one. And that was hard because he had to get everyone to sign off, but he got done. And you can sell it on iTunes. I think you'd love to do that, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Come on now.
I would love that.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your upcoming club schedule?
First Saturdays in L.A. at Safari Sam's. We're second Saturdays in San Francisco at DNA Lounge. Third Fridays in New York at Luke and Leroy.
And fourth Thursdays in Paris.
Yes, at All Bar 3.
That's exciting. Well, thanks for stopping by. Let's play one more song. Oh, yes. Right. Can you pick one more?
What do you want to do, D?
The Banda de Rolo track.
That's a good one with Alice in Chains and Yo Majesty.
Sure. Okay.
It's called Tobacco Club Action.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, and thanks for listening to the Boombox.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Uncle Todd.
Adrian and the Mysterious D. And this is Tobacco Club Action on Boombox 34 Breakbeats and more.
Club Action.